fired FBI Director James Comey will tell Congress tomorrow that President Trump asked him for his loyalty multiple times. That's according to written remarks released by the Senate Intelligence Committee less than an hour ago. According to the opening statement, Comey says he declined to pledge loyalty to the president. He said instead, quote, "You will always get honesty from me." Joining us now is NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this statement was released by the committee ahead of tomorrow's hearing, which begins at 10 a.m. Eastern time. What else is in here?
It's kind of a pageant of the recent months of James Comey and Donald Trump's relationship. It begins in New York City at Trump Tower before the inauguration, in a meeting at which Comey and the other heads of the U.S. intelligence community had to go and tell him about some things he would need to know before becoming president, including about the existence of a unverified and partially salacious dossier of material, which NPR and other news organizations have declined to detail in our coverage just because it's provenance and its veracity are unknown. But that was part of this initial meeting. And then some additional discussions that Trump and Comey had, including the one you referenced in which Trump invited Comey to dinner at the White House, just the two of them, and said, "I need you to pledge me your personal fealty," for lack of a better term. And in the way Comey describes it in this testimony, he felt like he was being asked to ask for his job. He had been appointed by Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, to a 10-year term. And he said, "I expect to continue to serve out the remainder of that time." And they apparently both took away different interpretations of that conversation, according to what Comey writes. And then some other occasions in which they talked either in person or on the phone. And according to Comey, the president asked him in a personal meeting at the White House to ease up on former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who resigned in February over the way he dissembled inside the White House about his contacts with the Russian ambassador.
I want to read you a little bit of this testimony that's just been released today. He's talking in here about that material that you just mentioned that's unsubstantiated and a dinner that he had with the president. And Comey says, quote, "During the dinner, the president returned to the salacious material I had briefed him about on January 6th. And as he had done previously, expressed his disgust for the allegations and strongly denied them. He said he was considering ordering me to investigate the alleged incident to prove it didn't happen. I replied that he should give that careful thought because it might create a narrative that we're investigating him personally, which we weren't, and because it was very difficult to prove a negative. He said he would think about it and asked me to think about it." So there's a lot in here we're going to hear about tomorrow. More details from James Comey.
Correct. There's a great deal of information in it, and that's an excellent point that you raise because it also substantiates something that Trump has said in the documents that the White House released when Comey was fired. Trump wrote that he had been personally assured by Comey on three occasions in the president's telling that he, Trump, was not under investigation. And Comey backs that up as far as it goes in this written statement. But the way people are talking in Washington today, both in this document and at the Senate Intelligence Committee, the meaning of every individual word is critical. And that's why, even though the appearance by Comey in the Senate tomorrow might be a little bit of a damp squib because this has appeared and taken out some of the news value, the follow-up questions that he gets from members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, will be so critical to filling out our understanding of the story because people will say, for example, "Was it the case when you told him he wasn't under investigation in January the same as it is today or the same as it was later on? Or did your discussion at that time just reflect what was taking place at that moment?" And it's very important with this story to pay attention to every word that everybody says because each one is weighted with meaning, as we've seen.
Are there likely to be things that Comey declines to talk about tomorrow?
According to the expectations setting that his camp has done with their leaks in the news networks and in the newspapers, he may not give a legal judgment. I mean, he's a long-serving Justice Department attorney. He's a former director of the FBI. He's the guy who has the ability to kind of make assessments about things. But they say that he is not going to do that. He's not going to charge the president with obstructing justice, for example, even though the president's critics and opponents could make that case based on the evidence in Comey's testimony. attorney. We have Mike Flynn, who had to resign. Allegedly, he may have broken some laws. He's invoked his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself in responding to queries from Congress. And here's the president in Comey's telling him, asking the FBI to stop investigating him. For Democrats, that is enough of a case for them to make a great deal of political hay. And we will just see what Comey says. The other thing we do not expect him to do is get into the source material for all this. Comey, as he was dealing with the president, was taking notes to himself about these discussions, because when it was just the two of them, there would be no witnesses or any other records of these discussions. We don't expect to see those memos. Those are all tied up with the special counsel process that former FBI Director Robert Mueller is running in the Justice Department.
Meanwhile, President Trump announced his pick to lead the FBI on Twitter this morning. It's Christopher Wray, a former assistant attorney general who Trump calls a man of impeccable credentials. Tell us a little more about him.
Wray was a Justice Department attorney for many years. He wound up leading its criminal division until he left the government in the year 2005. Since then, he's been in private practice at a big law firm in Washington. And during his Justice Department career, he ran the Enron Task Force, which people may remember the collapse of the big energy trading giant down in Texas, which the FBI and Justice described as their biggest white-collar case ever. And so that, Trump says, speaks to his qualifications to do this FBI job.
That's NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.